Okay, let's get started with Shavuos Daf Yud Beis. Today's Daf, and we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. A couple lines up from the bottom, second to last line, Virabanan. So we are still in the sugyas of figuring out who is the author of our Mishnah and related brises, and we just quoted the Machlokas in the name of Rabbi Yochanan of Tamidim Shlohutzrachu Letzibur at the end of the year, when we know there were always four animals in the Lishka in order to be ready to be used for the Karbatame, just in case there was one that had a mum. So by the end of the year, the last day, so what do you do with the animals that are left over? Because we know you can't use the animals that were bought with last year's shkalim for this year's karbanos. So is there any way to redeem them even though they don't have a mum? So that was a machlokas tanoim that was quoted at the end of yesterday's daf. Rabbi Shimon said that they're not, you cannot be po to them, right? If they don't have a mum, can't be po to them. While the rabbanan say niftin tamimim. In this case, one can be po to them even though they are tamim. So the Gemara asks, who are these rabbanan that argue with Rabbi Shimon? For rabbanan the pligilei de Rabbi Shimon, Man and Inu. Which Rabbanan are these that say that you can redeem a carbon even though it doesn't have a mum? It is still redeemable. So says the Gemara, Inema Rabbanan de Ktores. Is it the Rabbanan of Ktores, the Rabbanan that say that at the end of the year, if you have the Ktores leftovers, then you could redeem it, even though there's nothing wrong with it? So is that what's meant by the machlokas here, that we say, so to the animals are niftin tamimim? So Gemara says, no. Shaini Ktores delo bar or lau bas re'iyahi. There's nothing else to do with Ktores. When it comes to an animal, then you could say, leave the animal to graze in the field, wait till it gets a mum, and then you can redeem it. So then, even if you say that Ktores would be able to be redeemed tamim, even though there's nothing wrong with it, but who says that you would say that by animals? By animals, maybe you would say that you have to wait till it gets a mum. This has nothing to do with Ktores, but you got to wait till the spices don't go bad, right? They don't rot, right? So then, that just because you would say it by Ktores, who says you would say it by animals? So that's why we say that is not a acceptable suggestion. Again, the mitzvah of Ktores itself, there are a couple of mitzvahs related to Ktores in the Taryag. We have the mitzvah of being mocked to the Ktores, and we have the Isser of making the Ktores, right? If you're not supposed to make the Ktores, right? That's why, even if somebody has all the spices of the Ktores, to mix them together would be an Isser Daraisa. That's mitzvah 110. Mitzvah Kuf Yud, Shilolasos Bemaskones HaKtores, the Sefer Chinuch says. Not to make the exact ingredients and mix it up in the exact proper way, but the mitzvah of doing the Ktores, that itself is a mitzvah of Seder Raisa, mitzvah of Kuf Gimel, mitzvah that's in Parshas Tetzaveh. The Isser is in Parshas Kisisa, but the Ktores, right, we know the only kli that is not discussed in Truma but is saved till the end of Tetzaveh is the mitzvah of the building, the Mizbeach HaZahav, and that mitzvah, that related to that mitzvah, the Torah lists and the Sefer Chinuch counts at the end of Tetzaveh, mitzvah Kuf Gimel and Kuf Dala, the mitzvah of being mocked to the Torahs, and the Isser of being not to do anything else on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Says the Chinuch, Shedesavinu HaKorim LaHatir Ktores Samim Pa'amayim B'chol Yom al Mizbeach HaZahav. The mitzvah is to be makriv the Ktores twice a day on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Shenemar v'ktir olav Aaron Ktores samim baboker baboker v'tivas aneros u'b'chol shana v'shana. And this is what's relating to us now, right? Because we just are discussing the Ktores that's left over at the end of the year. U'b'chol shana v'shana mitzvah aleim lasos bimena k'dei lahakdir ba k'moshe amarnu v'asiyasa ha-mitzvah ha-mitzvah shenasis ba b'chol yom nechshav l'mitzvah achas. Making it and burning it is one mitzvah. There's no separate mitzvah to make it. Lafisha sof mitzvah sasiyasa ina ala lahakterba. It's like building a sukkah. You don't count that as a separate mitzvah. Being makter the Ktores, you don't say, count it as a separate mitzvah to make it. And even though there are two different psukim stated in Kisisa, kach lecha samim, ala siyasa, v'kach, and here in Tetzaveh, v'hikter olav aharon, afal pikein, ra'isi, l'machash v'yamitzvahs, shechosh v'nakol, mitzvah achas, ein bazem machlokas b'neim klal. There's no machlokas about this, says the Chinuch, right? The mitzvah of making the Ktores and counting the Ktores, everybody counts as one mitzvah. Aval yachlu go b'min yinacher, but there is a machlokas about something, other detail of the Ktores, and that is one or two every day. How many mitzvahs do we count? Ki Rambam zechrono levracha yimna Ktores shal shachal shal arvis mitzvah achas. As we know, the Chinuch always follows the Rambam. Ktores is one mitzvah. even though it's a mitzvah to do it half Baboker and half Betzarayim, right? That's one mitzvah. The Haramban, Kazav Sheininos Shtayim, V'rayosav B'sifro, and look at the rayos of his, in the end of Sefer Mitzvahs, right? The Ramban, lumps a number of mitzvahs together. He says, Torahs and the Karban Tamid and Kriyashma. All those three. The Ramban argues on all three and says those three should be counted as two separate mitzvahs, meaning six instead of three. Arguing on the Rambam that says that there are only three mitzvahs. Kriyashma Boker Be'erev is one mitzvah. And Torahs Boker Be'erev is one mitzvah, the Chulu. And we've discussed that in the past. Isn't the Ramban make sense? Right, the Ramban, it's the morning one you cannot do in the afternoon and vice versa. So it should be two mitzvahs. So how can it be that it's one mitzvah? It's two different time periods. Right, the Rambam counts one mitzvah of the Karban Tamid. Right, the time for the Tamid in the afternoon is not here yet. How can you count it? So that's related to the sugya that we have discussed, that sometimes one can have the Chefza Shal Mitzvah existent before the time that you can fulfill the mitzvah. So for example, the mitzvah, the chefza of lulav might start when sukkah starts at night, even though you cannot shake a lulav until the next day. Or the mitzvah, the status of a shofar starts the night before, even though the mitzvah of shofar is only the next day. And that's why shofar shel avodah zarah, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Bir Halacha explains this, the shofar shel avodah zarah has to be nisbatel before Rosh Hashanah starts. Why before Rosh Hashanah? Before the morning of Rosh Hashanah. When you can do the mitzvah? No. The answer is because the Chefza Shel Mitzvah starts when the Yontif starts, possibly before even the time. So to hear, when the day of, every day starts, whether it's the night or the morning, whichever way you start it, by Kachim you might start it in the morning, you might say that both mitzvahs, so to speak, exist. The Ktores, the Chi of Mitzvah, starts right away, even though you cannot fulfill the Mitzvah until a certain time later in the day. But you can still count it as one message, one idea, and one Mitzvah. So that's the Mitzvah of Ktores, and the Mitzvah of Kriyashma, and the Mitzvah of Karban Tamid. The Rambam counts one, the Ramban counts two each time, and that is an important Machlokes, but the Chidov does say there's no Machlokes about the Asiyah of the Ktores and the Haktar of the Torahs, that is one mitzvah according to all. And again, there's many other important discussions in the Minchas Chinuch here. The Seder Haktara, when exactly it was done, who is mitzuva in this, right? We know the mitzvah is on the Zichrei Kahuna, right? Avodah in Bazar is not allowed on the Avodahs that are not allowed done by a Zar. And this, Haktaras Ktaras, had to be done by a Kohen. It's only done once a lifetime. Nobody was allowed to do it twice. Hadashim Labakarim Bo Vafisu, the Mishnah says in Mesechas Yuma, right? So that's all about the Ktara. So the Gemara says, that the Rabbanan that we're trying to identify, the Rabbanan who allow at the end of the year the animal to be nifta tzmimin cannot be the Ktaras one, because maybe that is only by Ktaras, which is a la bari'iyah, but when it is an animal, maybe it wouldn't be. So Ella, try number two. Ella Rabbanan de Para. Maybe it's the Rabbanan of Para Aduma that say that Para Aduma would be able to be nifta. Which Rabbanan de Para? So we will see. Says the Gemara, maybe their Para Aduma is also not acceptable, not a good parallel. Dilma Shani Para to Dameh Yikaran. Right? Maybe if you have a problem with the Para Aduma and you have to redeem it, so maybe there, because it's so expensive. There's so few Para Adumas in history, right? Only 10 altogether, including the one that's going to be Bizman HaMashiach, right? So then also, that should be a reason why that is not a good precedent for the Shita that we are looking for. So the Gemara says, Ella Rabbanan to Amrulo. Maybe it's the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. The Rabbanan in our Mishnah, Amrulo, right, the from Beis Mabeis, Rashi quotes it on top. Vachi Amrilai, when the Rabbanan say to Rebbe Meir that since their kapara is not shaveh, right, all the different karbanas have different averis that they are meschaper for, all the different types of tumas mikdash v'kadasha, and relating to yesterday's daf, you don't hold of leiv bez din masne. We don't say that there's an inherent tnai on all the animals, and if you couldn't use it for this one, then you use it for the other one. If you lose it, and then you find you use a different one, and you find the previous one, then you can use it for a different one. So you don't hold of all of that, so then how can you say that they're all karav, zebazet? You don't say that the kaparas are the same. You don't say le bez and masne. So that amrulo, that the Rabbanan said. So isn't that shita, aren't the Rabbanan assuming? So what are you supposed to do? You can't switch it, so it must be maybe that at the end of the year, right, you're stuck, right? They hold leave bezdin masne, and you can be machlif the kaparis, right? That's what they're arguing in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, how do you know that's the amruloshita? Umimai derebi Yehudahi. How do you know that amruloshita is reflecting the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? The hachi kamarle, and this is what you're suggesting it's saying. Bishlamaladidi, diamino leave bezdin masne alayen. According to me, that I say leave bezdin is masne. And there's an inherent tnai in all the karbanos that Bezdin has control, and if you don't need it for A, you could use it for B. So amtel hachi yikrivu. That's why you can be makriv them and switch off. Elaladidach ta amrit lo amai yikrivu. But according to you who say that's not the case, you don't hold lay Bezdin, so why could you be makriv them? So the Gemara says, all of that. How do you know that that's the shita of the amru lo? So Dilma Rebbe Meirhi. Maybe it's Rebbe Meir Shita. It's not the saying back to Rebbe Meir. V'hachi ka'amar lei. Bishlam ala didi da'amina kol asir kaparasan shaveh. Rebbe Meir is talking. According to me, that I say all the se'irim, the se'ir of Rosh Chodesh, the se'ir of the regalim, all the se'irim that cover all the tumas mikdash v'kadash of permutations. Right? There's idea batchila and apasof. There's idea batchila. All of them. So I say all the kabarasan are shave mishemachi yikrivu. That's why you can be makriv them at the end because they really could switch from one to the other. El didach amai yikrivu. But according to you, how do you know that you can be makriv them? So again, we're back to the question. Who is the shita of the Rabbanan that Rabbi Yochanan said, argue on Rabbi Shimon, that say, nifta tamimim? So the Gemara says, we don't know. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan, Gemara, give me rila. It must be here. Rabbi Yochanan just has this Mesorah. He has the Mesorah of this Machlokas, Ladevi Rabbi Shimon, a niftin, Ladevi Chachamim, niftin. That's a Machlokas that he had, going back, in the tradition that he received from his Rabbi. Period. Next, says the Gemara, Ul Rabbi Shimon, de lesle leiv bezdin masna leyen, right, we were talking to Rabbi Shimon before. So that was for sure, not Rabbi Meir, as we originally suggested. According to Rabbi Shimon, who says that it's not niftin, Ul Rabbi Shimon, de lesle leiv bezdin masna leyen, according to Rabbi Shimon, who said there is no inherent tnai, so you have these animals at the end of the year, and you can't be makriv them, they can't be niftet tmimin, my avdin lahu, right, what should you do with them? I mean, what should you do with them? You could just let them be, let them graze, get a mum, and then maybe, says the Ritva here, no, the Gemara is asking, is there any way to be makriv these animals? Right, that's the question here. Is there any way? Right, we think it's these animals, right, you might say, well, come on, what else you would use it for? The answer is no. Once there's inherent kedushas haguf status to an animal that doesn't have a mum, then it's very difficult to get out of it. And that's the Ritva here. He quotes a Rashi, which we don't have. Pirish Rashi. My takante avid lehu shiyu hein atzmon kraven. Pirish lepirusho, says the Ritva. Daha lav kushihi. It's not such a strong question. Daha efshar lehu beriya. You could just let them be nitak leriya, let them graze in the field, wait till it gets a mum, and then sell them and use that money. So the Gemara says, Ela she'eluhu deshayel talmuda. My takanta avid lehu shiyu hein atzmon kraven. Is there any way, the Gemara is asking, that you could actually take these animals and be makriv them? Dekivan shehufrishu lahakrava, vehein tamimim, they were designated to be karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, and they are tamimim, kol mai de'efshel, it's kunei behu, shiyu hein atzmon kraven, islan lameved. We should try. We should do all the best we can. And that's what the Gemara is asking, is there anything that we could do with these animals to have them actually hook Rav on the Mizbeach? So, Rabbi Yochanan, who was the one that presented this machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan says, Makitzin bahenes ha-mizbeach. You could use them in the summer when there's not so much going on the Mizbeach, it's pretty quiet. So, Makitzin, you could use that to sacrifice, bimakriv, olos nadava on the Mizbeach. Right? Rashi quotes, kasha Mizbeach batel, makrivin osa olos nalinid vasibur. Right? So you could use it for those, right, it was designated for a carbon ola, olas chova, but it could at least switch to an olas nadava. That would be okay. And you could use it from last year's money because it says an achiev. It's not a chiyuv to use the new shkalim. It's not a carbon tamid or the like. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, umode Reb Shimon b'si'ire chatas, shein makitzin megufon ela b'demehen. Reb Shimon would agree, even though these animals that were designated for the tamid that were olos, that could be used for the ketzim hezbeach, because that's ola to ola. Reb Shimon does agree that by the si'ire chatas, that you bought with the Trumas Alishka of 1 year and then it was left over. Let's say the Seer Vash Chodesh Adar, Rashi says, right? That's the last one. Seer Vash Chodesh Adar, that got lost and you use a different one and then you found the first one. So what do you do? So that cannot be used directly for Ketzim Mizbeach because that was designated as a Chatas and now it's, you want to use it as an Ola. So what do you do? So in Mekitz in the Begufan Ela B'demehen. So that you have to wait till it gets a mum and use its value. Hachahu demei kara ola vahashta ola. When it comes to the tamids, so then fine. It was originally going to be an ola, now it's an ola, so it could be used as an olas nedava instead of an olas chova. That's enough. That's okay to change. Aval hasam demei kara chatas vahashta ola. But here, where it originally was a chatas and now it's an ola, you can't automatically use it for the olas nedava. Why? Gzeira la'achar kapara atu lifnei kapara. Because we have a gzera. You're using it here after, let's say, you used another one and then you found this one. So you've already been niskaper by another animal. But where goes there, if you're allowed to use it, then maybe you might even come to use a carbon chatas for an ola before the kapara, and therefore we would not allow that because a chatas obviously cannot be used for an ola before it is right one of the chatos meso, so to speak, right? That therefore it wouldn't be able to be used. See Rashi aval hacha. This is important Rashi because we'll see tosos there in a minute. Aval hacha gzeira lacha kapara atu kodem kapara, about 2/3 of the way down. Imachsharta chatas tzibur likarev ola la acher shenis kaprut tzibu ba'acher venita zelaketsam isbeach. If we would allow this chatas to be directly used as the ola, even though you don't need this chatas anymore, it was already niskaper with an acher. Asi la'achshure nami la'ola kodem kapara. Shestamo l'shem chatas omed. You might use it even before, and that would be something that would not be able to be used. If you have a chatas tzibur to use that for an ola, that's for sure not allowed, right? The chatas is a chatas, ola is an ola. So therefore, we are gozer la'achar kapara atu kodem kapara. Which is interesting, again, a sugya that has not come up in a while, and that is, this is an iser drabanan that we are holding in the Mikdash, right? We have elsewhere the sugya and the concept of ein shvus ba'mikdash. Right, there are no Isuri Drabanan in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because Kohanim Rizrizim Haim, some Achronim connected, and therefore we don't need they're careful and they wouldn't be, we don't have to worry about that. So that is not a, all-encompassing principle. Because here's just one example, but there are other examples as well. There are Isuri Drabanan in the Beis HaMikdash, right? There is a certain limited concept of Ein Shvus BaMikdash, but there are Drabanans in the Mikdash as well, and this is one of them. Again, we wouldn't allow the Chatas to be yukrav as an ola directly, even after the chatas was eskaper ba'acher, because where gozer la'acher kapara atu lifnei kapara. And we'll see that, we'll talk about that more. Let's just do a little bit more. Amar Abaya, afanam nami tanina. Abaya says, yeah, we also learn this in the Brisa, the same concept of where gozer la'acher kapara atu lifnei par v'sar shal yom ha'kipurim sha'avdu. Right, we had this yesterday. A par and the sar, the yom ha'kipurim karbanos that were lost. Right, which is somewhat unusual because they're so focused on the week before Yom Kippur and the Kohen Gadol is practicing, but okay, they got lost. V'hifrish acherim tachtehem, and you were mafrish others, and then you found the first ones. V'chein si'irei avodazara sha'avdu, v'hifrish acherim tachtehem, the si'irei avodazara, we know they're special, you bring in carbon chatas for most averis, but for avodazara, they're specific other animals. So, for the si'irei avodazara, that was ne'evad, and then you were mafrish another one tachtehem, cool, and all, and then you find the first ones. Kulan Yamusu Div Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says they all have to be left to die. Right? We know the principle of the five chatos mesos. So Rebbe Yehuda holds this applies also to even carbon asibur. Right? Chatos mesos, you have one of the Vlad chatos, Tumuris chatos. Anytime that the chatos is disconnected from the bilim and the avera that it needs to be niskaper for, and you found another one, or it got too old, or the Bialim died, so then the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is that those animals have to be left to die. So Rabbi Yehuda says that also applies to Chatos Tzibur. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, no. Yiru Achi Yistavu, no. Even though it's a Chatos, you have to put it and let it graze in the field. V'machru, then sell them. V'yiplu demam l'nadava, and then their money could go to a nadava, meaning Ola. Olas nadava, she'en Chatos Tzibur Mesa. And the Chatos Tzibur cannot die, and therefore, you just let it graze. You don't wait till it gets a moment and let it die. So the Gemara says, Yamai Nikravu, Inhu Gufayu Ola. Why don't you just take them actually? If you're saying a Chatos Tzibur isn't left to die, so why don't you just make them Olas? Why do you have to wait for them to get a mum and then be makir of them? Say, Elolav, Shvamina, Gzeira Lachar Kapara, Atu Lefne Kapara. Same thing, right? The Gzeira, we're not going to take a Chatos Tzibur that it was not used and use it directly as an Ola, even though you don't need it as the Chatos anymore, because Gzeira Durabanan, right? Gzeira La'achar Kapara, Atu Lefne Kapara. Good, that's number two. Number three, Amarava, Afanan Namitanina, we also learned it in the Mishnah in Meseches Yoma, right? The Gemara there, the Mishnah there describes, if you remember, the Seir Lazazel and the Seir Lashem. And the two seer and the two goats, they're exactly the same height, and they're bought the same value, and they're connected, they're a pair. Right, Rashi quotes the Mishnah, the last couple of skinny lines in Rashi, Shnei Seir Yom HaKippurim, Shemesa Mishtaleach. What happened? You have the Goral, and you chose one of them to be the Mishtaleach, and one of them to be Lashem. And then what happened? One of them dies. The Mishtaleach dies. So what do you do? What's the halacha? You have one Lashem left. So you have to bring one other, just bring one to substitute? The answer is no. You have to bring two others. Because each one has to be labeled based on the goro. So therefore, if one of them dies, you have to bring two others, do another goro, label one of them as the pair of the original one. But now you have an extra one left. So what do you do with that extra one that was used as the pair? Right? The one you'd have to be you had to do a hagrala again. So you have two of them that are Lashem. So Rashi says, Echad mizog rishav, Echad mizog sheni. So one of them you bring to the seer hanaseh b'fnim, as we've discussed at length already in this parak, and the second one is left to graze. V'yiplu dam av l'nadava. So again, back to the Gemara now. V'asheni yirachi yisai. The second one that you used is left to graze. V'yimacher, and it is sold. V'yiplu dam av l'nadava. Same question. V'yamai. Yigrav yugufe ola. Why don't you just take this one that was extra and be makravid as an ola? So what? It was designated as a chatas lashem. You already have a chatas lashem, so you don't need that other one that's a chatas lashem. So why don't you just makravid as an ola sedava? Again, third time we say, you cannot take a chatas seaboard that was unused and you don't need it to be makravid as an ola. You can't do that directly.
When? Before they're going to be makravid?
No, whenever. No, then a week later.
But the whole chashash is that you may do it.
The whole chash,
before you get kapara. So when
saying so, you can do it a week later. We already brought the seir lashem for the kapara of Klal Yisrael. So now
the worry is that you might use it
lefnei kapara. So now this is lachar kapara, and you still can't do it because that's the gzera.
But when's the lefnei kapara that you could possibly be
mad with it? See, but in all cases, right now, I mean, maybe what on Yom Kippur? Because there's an olas nedava on Yom Kippur. You can't bring nedavas on Yom Kippur. Okay, but in general, this is the same rule. It's the same rule. You're saying you wouldn't bring any nedavas on Yom Kippur anyway. Right, so in a chinami, but that's mitzad Yom Kippur. That's not mitzad the nedava element. But on another day, right? So you're saying maybe this one is a little less needed because there's less of a chashash to bring it beforehand. Okay, again, the two seira Yom Kippurim again is a huge topic which we discussed at length in Yoma. Just to mention the one Dvar Musar that Rav Hirsch writes in one of his svarim, where he says, right, that one of the messages of the seir Lashem and the seir Lazazel, he says, imagine if we were the seirim Lazazel or the seir Lashem, right? We get chosen, one of them is Lashem, one of them is Lazazel, and then all of a sudden the seir Lazazel is waiting and he sees his brother, he sees the seir Lashem being taken into the Beis HaMikdash and Nishchat and the blood is sprinkled, and the seir Lazazel is thinking to himself, oh, look what happened to my pair. And all of a sudden he starts being left and taken out of the Beis HaMikdash. Taken out to the Midbar, the air is fresh, the air is clean, taken up to a high cliff, feels so good, I'm being let free, unlike my brother, and the Seir Lazazel is not let free. Says Rav Hirsch, in B'magli Hashana, Hasir Lashem Ola Lakarban, Achresh Khitasa Mishamishamala Kapara Lakdasha, Beklisharis Mubes Kochia Kadashim, Vilsila Zazal Eno Karban, Yomatrai, Eno Gimbo at Shahavera Shavelo Nishat Vashimish the Kapara Tara, Bentayim, Nispana Ish Iti, and what is this animal thinking? Bimola Ruchaim Shabo Nimsar Sarla de Ish Iti, Hala Meviola Midbar, Ola Imo, El Mrome Atsuk. Harchig ma'od min hasakin bon nishchat chaveru hashavelo. V'soma piskat atzuk omilu asir achai kaviyachol ben chorin ve'ino roe et amoret hatalul asher me'acharav. It's all about misconceptions, Refer says, right? We think one thing and it's heading in one direction and it's not, right? Just the opposite. He thinks he's on top of the world and really he's not the one that's used Lashem. And his pair that was used Lashem brought kapara, slicha, mechila, kapara to all of Klal Yisrael. Again, the Seel HaZazel also used for a certain type of kapara, but a different one. Again, that's, Seel HaZazel has many messages for us, today, but that is just, one of them. Again, the fact that it's also a goro, life, you know, sometimes seems to us so random, right, out of our control, and we think that everything's going in one direction, then it's in the other direction. Remember the Gemara in the Basra, in the Rabbi Barachana Gemara, is about Rabbi Barachana's on an island, on a boat, and he gets off to go on the island, and he starts relaxing and making dinner, and after a few minutes of the fire on the island, all of a sudden it starts shaking, and they jump off, and they realize it wasn't an island, it was a fish. It was a whale. And if our boat wasn't close enough, we all would have drowned. Sometimes things, you know, life feels like it's an island, and then all of a sudden it could turn into a fish, right? That's the idea of Goral, the element of Goral in our lives, and that's the, Shnei Seirim, that are used on Yom Kippur. Let's do one more, and then we'll talk about Tosfos. Amaravina, Afanana Mitanina. The Gemara quotes four examples here. Where do you see this concept of gzeira achar kapara atu lefnei kapara? So here's the final one, or almost. So we also learned it in Mishnah Maseches Tumura. Asham shemesu balav ikarben asham, that whose owner died. Right, dafka asham we're talking about here. Right, we know achatas shemesu balav, achatas yachas shemesu balav. That's the halacha Moshe Sinai. That the chatas has to be one of the five karbanas chatas that have to be left to die. What about asham? Asham is also somewhat ba'al chet. This is one of our topics in Seder Kachim. The relationship between asham and chatas. They're both ba'al chet. Chatas is the classic karban that is ba'al chet for many different averas. And asham has specific, a few averas. Asham gezelos, asham me'ilos, asham shivcha charufa, nazir and mitzorah. The five situations where we were bringing karban asham for. Not all averas, right? Nazir and mitzorah are different than the first three. Gezelos, me'ilos, and shivcha charufa. So says the Gemara, asham shemesu ba'alav, oshin iskabru ba'alav, and asham whose owner died. Or it was lost, so the owner brought another one, and then you found the first one. So what's the halacha with this asham? Yira achi yistayev, you have to wait till it gets a mum, let it graze, v'yimacher, and then sell it, and take the proceeds, v'yipludam of the nedava, and then use those proceeds to buy a carbon ola, to bring us an olas nedava. That's the Tanakama. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Yamos. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, this animal should die. Rebbe Eliezer, a few times in Seder Kachim, compares asham to chatas. Just like there's chatos mesos, there are ashamos mesos. Right, that's Rebbe Eliezer Shita throughout. A number of places in Zvachim and in Tumura, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, or Blazer Omer, Yavi B'damav Ola, right, bring with its damim Ola. What's the difference between, right, this Shita and the first Shita? The Rashi quotes the Gemara there. What's the difference between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim? But either way, knock for us now. V'likrav, says the Gemara, V'likrav Hagufa Ola, why don't you just take this Asham that is no longer useful as an Asham and be makar indirectly as an Ola? So Elalav, Gzeira Lachar Kapara, Atu Lefnei Kapara, Shvamina. It must be that Gzeira after Kapara, Atu Lefnei Kapara. And that's why you can never use it directly as an ola, because you might come to use it as an ola while it's still needed as an asham. And therefore, you cannot use it. Tosfos. Tosfos here notes, amongst the other Rishonim, that it sounds like from Argamar. Argamar says that it's all a Durabanan. It's all a Durabanan. But on a Daraisa level, this asham, we're just focusing on the last one, this asham can be used for an ola. An asham can be used for an ola. Just midrabana, we say, no, you shouldn't do it because you might be able to be, you might come to use it as an ola even before you're niskaper. Says Tosfos, Dibur Maschil Asham. Mashma delachar kapara, afilu kodim nituk. Nituk means designating it to go out to graze to get a mum. right? The Rishonim discussed elsewhere. Do you have to actually, with your mouth, designate it? Or do you have to just send it out to Nituk? What if you're going to think about it? Whatever the Nituk is, some type of designation, right? It's Vashra Mar Gemara, even without Nituk. But right after Kapara is done, Shari Mi Daraisa, you would be able to, on a Daraisa level, bring the Asham as an Ola. Mi Delo Kamar, Gzera Achar Nituk, Atu Kodim Nituk. Mashma Deleke Israel Kodim Kapara. So that's what it sounds like from Mar Gemara, that this Asham on a Daraisa level could be used as an Ola. And it's only Midrabanan. Says Tosus V'had Amar B'chol Duchta B'one Minute. We say, it says twice elsewhere. Right? The Hilchus Agamirula. Isn't there a halacha Moshe Misinai? The kosher bechatos meisa ba'asham roeh. The halacha Moshe Misinai says, right, there's two parts of the halacha Moshe Misinai. Number one is five chatos mesos. That everybody agrees to. Right, that the Rashi Tevis is vitimna. Vlad chatos, tamuras chatos, niskapra, ba'acher, right, mesu bailim, and, avrashnasa. Right, those five. Vitimna, right, those five. Chatos that no longer are needed because its owner died, it got too old, so those all have to die. So part of the halacha Moshe Misinai, it says elsewhere in Shas, right, in Temura, in Nazir, that every one of those chatos that have to die, the asham has to be roeh, has to be left to graze, and then you take that money and buy an ola. So it sounds like that's all a doraisa. Every chatos that has to die, the asham has to be roeh. But says, but from here it sounds like on a doraisa level, the asham, right after niskaper b'acher, you could use it as an ola. And it's all a derabbanon, they have to be sent it to graze. So says the Rabbeinu Tam, in Achinami, Rabbeinu Tam quoted in 10 different places in Shas, this Gemara is the ruling Gemara. In Achinami, that whole line of kol shebechatas meisa b'asham roe is only derabbanon. On a daraisa level, it's kol shebechatas meisa b'asham yakrav ola. Right, on a daraisa level. And on a daraisa level, an asham could smoothly turn into an ola. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, first medium line, deraya derabananhi. The whole tsarech of sending it to graze is an only a derabanan, like our Gemara says. The hilchas alo gemiri, the halacha Moshe Misinai ella is ella kol shabachatas mesa ba'asham karavola. Vashas denakad reiya lefi shetiknu osachachamim veheemidu ba'veinu elemi derabanan kidemashma hacha. That is Rabbeinu Tam, and then Rabbeinu Tam says, and in Menachis, where you have the girsa of Nituk, you shouldn't have that girsa, right? Fifth to last skinny line, Rabbeinu Tam, delo garsin and hasam nitek in le nitek lo. Rabbeinu Tam rereads all the other Gemaras in light of a Gemara like this one. Other Rishonim do not do that. Other Rishonim say, our Gemara is lav davka. Exactly the opposite. On a daraisa level, an asham can't be an ola. No. It can't be asked. You have to be menatek it. You have to send it out to graze and change its designation actively, and then you'd be able to let it get a mum and be makrovid as an ola. Tosfot, the Ritva here quotes machlokas asugyos. The Ritva says here these are like the sugyos hamischalfos batalmud. Right, that's what he means. So the yesh tirsus shizos b'asugyos hamischalfos batalmud b'chilof hamisachlis sheyesh mehen rabos batalmud. Av Rabbeinu Tam amar sheyesh lahoman. Everybody quotes this Rabbeinu Tam. But the lumdis, this beautiful lumdis relating to this, meaning the relationship between all these karbanas. Right, we know a karban chatos is the ultimate of a karban that's brought for an avera. Right, brought for an avera. Ba'al chet. An ola is not ba'al chet. It's called a doron in Zvachim Dav Zayin. It's a daron, it's a present. Okay, it's machaper for certain things like a bitol asay, lava nitak lasay, but ultimately it's a daron. So those are the two poles. You have a chatas, and the chatas has unique avoda. It has zerika on top and on the four kronos, and an ol is the opposite, right? It's not ba. What about an asham? An asham is ba on certain chatayim, but the avoda of the asham is like an ola. Right, the zrikis of an asham is like an ola. It's lamata michot asikra. It's only shtayim shein arba. Right, it's not an or four kronos. So an asham is somewhere in the middle, a little bit like chatas, a little bit like ola. So this machlokas rishonim is a very important machlokas relating to that sugya, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, on a daraisa level, an asham just flows into being an ola, right, without any type of nituk. Kol shebachatas meisa ba'asham yakrav ola on a daraisa level, and it's only drabanan that is yira ad she yis type. Where does this come up? Halacha l'maisa, right? It's not halacha l'maisa. So it's a little bit. There is a discussion in Hilchos saying karbanas every morning. right? Saying karbanos every morning. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph talks about the importance of saying karbanos. And the tour quotes, after we say the parsha of Ola, right, the Mishnah Nezeo Makomen about Ola, we should say, Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha Sheizei Chashem Mekubel Lefanecha Keilu Ekrafti Ola Bezmana. We should say, Yehi Ratzon that I gave an Ola. V'chein Yomar Achar Parshas HaMincha. V'hashlomim, after I say the section, the Mishnah about Mincha, I should say, Yehi Ratzon Keilu Ekrafti Mincha. Yehi Ratzon Keilu Ekrafti Shlomim. And then he has in one more word. V'ha Asham. And Asham too. And after an Asham, say, Yiratzon, Kilek, Rafti, Asham. V'achar, Parshas, Chatas, Lo Yomar Kain, says the Tur. But after you say the section of Chatas, don't say the Yiratzon, Lafisha, ain't above in a Dava. Because it doesn't come in a Dava. Right? The Shaila is, Asham also is not above in a Dava. So why could you say that about Asham? So, the Beis Yosef quotes, maybe there's Asham Talui. Asham Talui, some Tanam hold, Bava Ben Buta, right, that brought a Asham Talui every day, right, Asham Talui, which is brought on a Suffolk Aveira, that some Tanam say, you can be Mistadev, so maybe that's what's included. It doesn't sound that way, only because there's one Asham, that's why you can say that about all Ashamos, right, so the Beis Yosef says, Asham Vadai, Efshar Debechlal Chatasu, maybe, no, Asham really is like Chatas, but the Torah says it. The Torah says, Asham and then Chatas. The Efshar, he quotes this from earlier Achronim, the Kiva, the Shem Asham, Ashkechon, Shabab and Adava, the Hainu Asham Talui, Yachalom, Ayurasa Jezachashav, Afilum, who Asham Vadai, Venira Rishon Yoser. I think Asham is really should be included in Chatas, and you shouldn't say it, but either way, this is, maybe the Torah is alluding to the fact that Asham is more similar to Ola than it is to Chatas, where it might come up Halachalamaisa. Okay, Vaiter. Let's continue. Tanya Mihachi, last line. Mahid Maviyim in Amotaros. What do we bring, right, from the leftover animals at the end of the year, right? Motaros Rashi says, Shel Tzibur, Shinitosu Mishana Lashana. So, Kayitz Kibinos Shuach La Mizbeach. Kayitz is like dessert. Dessert, like bringing figs to the Mizbeach. Right? It's like something sweet. Bringing sweets to the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, one second. Vahaksiv Kikol Sar V'chol Dvash. You can't bring figs to the Mizbeach. You can't bring sweets, right? You can't bring yeast or any type of honey, right? Dvash tamarim, as we mean. So Tani Rabbi Chanina, it doesn't mean literally figs. Kibino shuach ladam, it means like a person would have dessert with figs at his Shabbos table. So too, these are like dessert. You bring it in the summer when there's nothing else, when all the main karbanos have been finished. You bring it on the mizbeach. Interesting that's the parallel. There's a parallel here between the mizbeach and dessert, and your shulchan, right? That is the Taras Chaim says here. Shelakach dimu as achilas hamizbeach laachilas adam al piyam mavur bechagiga daf chav zayin sheachar churban beis hamigdash shulchano shel adam mechaper lav kemizbeach. Right? What's mechaper? We don't have karbanos anymore. So what brings kapara bezman hazeh? Our table. Sheha ochel l'shem shemayim doma achilaso kekarbanos. If we eat l'shem shemayim, which is very hard. Right, then our shulchan is like the mizbeach. Right, how do you know it's very hard? The Mesul Sisharim discusses this. Where does he discuss this? In the last parak in Mesul Sisharim. We know the Mesul Sisharim goes up and up and up in intensity throughout the Sefer. In the last parak, parak chavav, 26th parak, Bebir Midas HaKadusha, that's where the Mesul Sisharim talks about this. That a holy person makes everything holy in his life. Even the physical. Ha'ish ha'miskadesh b'kedushas baro, afilu ma'isav ha'gashmiyim, chozrim liosin yoni kedusha mamish. Everything, like the Gemara says, bailam ochlim, akonim ochlim, bailam miskaprim, by the karbanas. V'ine nechshav lo ki'ilu hu mishalich lefnei Hashem ba'artos achayim, odenu po bo'olam hazeh. V'ine ish kazeh hu atzmo nechshav kamishkan, kamikdash v'chamizbeach. He says, bi'ata ha'machol, right? The food that we eat for breakfast. Hamachal shem ochlim hu kekarbon sheol al gabi ha'ishim. If we eat properly, it's like we're being makar of a karbon. Kivadai shu nechshav le'ili gadol shal osam advarim sheol al gabi mizbeach. Right, the food that we eat, we're being ma'ale. We're raising, we're uplifting, and it's just like the animal that zoche to be that karbon. Kein machal u'mishtesh isha kadosh ochel ilu ilamachal u'mishahu. Right, the animals themselves. Right, have an Eloi. Remember that Medrash by Elio Bahar Carmel? Right, and he's taking a cow, and the other cow doesn't want to go to the Nevi'ei Abal, and Elio goes and whispers in the cow's ear, don't worry about it. Right, you're also going to be used as a Kiddush Hashem. You're not burning. No, it's just like this animal that's burning. So the animals themselves are used as an Eloi because our table is Domel Mizbeach. And that's why another reason the Shulchan Aruch says we know that we have salt on the Mizbeach, right, because of a Dimyon Mizbeach. Right, that's quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes that in Hilchas Uda. That reason is quoted in the Ramah. In Hilchas Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, the Ramah says, Umikom Akom Mitzvah Havia Kol Shulchan Melach Kodem Shivsa Ki HaShulchan Domel Mizbeach V'Achila Kikarbon. Right, so that's why here too you have the parallels between the figs that we have for dessert and the mizbeach. Tosfos here discusses, it sounds like from this Gemara that benot shuach are like delicious fruit, right? They're special yummy fruit. They're tovos. And he also says, and there's a medrash that says that benot shuach are these figs, that was the fruit of the Eitz Hadas. That's one day in the Medrash. That was the fruit of the Eitz Hadas, which means, and it says by the Eitz Hadas, ki tov he'eitz l'machal, that it's good, right? So it sounds like it's a good fruit. And that's why maybe they're called beno shuach. Shuach means bend down. This is the fruit that caused man to be bent down. Or beno shuach, beno sheva, sometimes they're called. It caused zayin yimei avelus, it brought death to the world. Whatever it is, but it seems like it's all good. Tosfos says, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that other Gemara sounds like they're not so good. Maybe there's two types of beno shuach. Tosfos discusses this idea. But again, this at least it quotes the Dea there in the Medrash that it is figs. We have the Gemara back in Sanhedrin with the three opinions. What was the Eitz Hadas? Right, the Torah does not say what the Eitz Hadas was. So the Gemara there says, if you remember, different days, whether it was a Geffen, Rabbi Meir holds it was a Geffen, it was a vine. Shein l'chadavar shemei b'yilal adam el yayin. Rabbi Yehuda holds it was Chita. Rabbi Nechemia holds it was Te'ena. Those are the three days of the Gemara. The Medrash has a fourth day. Right, one of the figs is the same day as the Gemara. The Medrash also says maybe it was an Esrog. That's not in the Gemara. But those are the four days in Chazal about what the Eitz Hadas was. But either way, Tosfos here discusses this as well. Okay, we continue. Darash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda ein makitzin ba'olah sa'of. So we say that we could use karbonas leftover to graze, and then it gets a mum, and use that money to buy olas nadava. You only buy olas behemus. You're not allowed to use olas ha'of for the kites and mizbeach in the summer. Amar Rava, haburcha. Rava says, what kind of, that's, you don't have to say that. How do you know that? Haburcha, Rashi says, minalacha ha. How do you know that? Amar le'i Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak le'Rava. My burchaza, what do you mean? What's the problem with that? What's the problem? Anam rita nile. I've said that, says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Umishmeid Rav Simi min Arda, rita nile. And I said in the name of Rav Simi. Dam Rav Simi min Arda, motaros lenidvas tzibur azli, vein olas o'op tzibur. I think that's, I don't think it's burcha. I think that's the correct statement, right? That it's not used for, you cannot use birds. Rashi quotes, this is a drasha gemur, right? Rashi here quotes the Medrash in the Torah's Kohanim, the Tanya b'Torah's Kohanim, v'hikriv min atorim, hayachid mevi of, v'ein atzibur mevi an of. Quotes a drasha from the Torah's Kohanim. You see on the side, quotes a different one. V'hikriv min atorim es karbano, hayachid. A different type of, a different drasha. A different drasha is, if you look in the Tosfos here, Tosfos has a third drasha. Veinof betzibur, mishib dechsiv bei nefesh, demashma biyochid dafka. Right? It says nefesh. All different drashas, what exactly is the makar for this fact that when you bring the karbanas, olas nadava, you don't bring oaf. Tosfos also discusses that, by a behema, the skin might go to the Kohen, but the olas oaf, it's nothing. You don't get any. Okay. Va'af Shmuel Savar. Lohad Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel also. What Shmuel? What are we talking about? So Rashi says, we're going back. We said before that the Tmidin that are not needed, Reb Shimon does not hold of Lev Vez and Masnes, or Yimakitzin on the Mizbeach, Begufan, Ve'ein Srichen Raya. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said before, right? The Chacham argue on Reb Shimon. Right, they themselves could be nifte, and also you could just use these on the mizbeach. So to Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, why? What does Shmuel say? Where do we see that you could use them for the case of mizbeach directly? Because of the following principle: Karban Sibur, Sakin Moshchasan Lama Shehain. Again, an important principle in Karbanos. By a Karban Sibur, the knife designates what it is going to be. Sakin Moshchasan Lama Shehain. Again, it's a little of both. There's the original designation of what you want it to be, but also, the Gemara here says clearly that it's the Shechita. The shechita, the sakin, is what designates it. Tani nami hachi, we also have as follows. The Braisa says, Umodir Rabbi Shimon b'seir, shemlokar b'regel, yikar b'rosh chodesh. Vimlokar b'rosh chodesh, yikar b'yom ha-kipurim. Vimlokar b'yom ha-kipurim, yikar b'regel. Vimlokar b'regel, ze, yikar b'regel acher. Right, you could keep switching it if you didn't use it. Because as long as it's all used on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, right, the kaparis could be used interchangeably, even though it's not the same exact carbon. Right, to this line of Sakan Moshchas and Lamashahain is discussed by the Rishonim, that it's fascinating that Shechita has such a special ability that the sakin, when you shecht, even if it was designated somewhat for a different carbon, when you shecht, that's the designation, even though we know the Gemara says elsewhere, shechita lav avodahi. That shechita is a different, I wouldn't say it's not total avoda, but it's not an avoda like the others. We know the four avodos of a behema, shechita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika, the shechita and the catching the blood and the walking it over to the mizbeach and the sprinkling, shechita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika, only shechita can be done by a zar, right? The other ones cannot be done by a zar. And all the psulim, right? The parak called psulim in Zvachim discusses this in the first parak, in the first mishnah in that parak. So shechita is lav avoda, and yet there's a lot of significance to the shechita, right? This is discussed in various different contexts, right? Do you have to use a klisharis for shechita, right? The first mishnah is El Makoman and all the mishnayos, right? What do we keep saying there? Shechitasan batzafon v'kibol daman b'klisharis batzafon. So it doesn't say shechitasan b'klisharis batzafon. It's us as shechitasan batzafon, the kibul daman b'chlisharis batzafon. So Tosfos there, at the beginning of the fifth parak in Zvachim discusses, do you have to use a klisharis? Could you use any knife for shechita? Shechita is lav avoda. Is there a connection between the fact that shechita is lav avoda and shechita is ksher bazar? Are those two principles connected? So Baali Tosfos connect those two principles. It's not a real avoda like the others, and that's why a kohen could do it. So that's one. That's why Yisrael could do it. Is there a lachadchila for a kohen to do the avoda? Or is there a lachadchila for the Bailam to do the avoda? Right? You might say, hey, it's the only thing I could do, so I should do it. Or do we say no? Right? The Rishash amazingly says maybe this was a machlokas between Eli and Shmuel. Eli and Shmuel. There's a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Aleph, in the fifth parak, where the Gemara says that Shmuel was mora halacha b'fnei rabo. Right? And that's why Eli got upset, and Chana says, no, I want this child. Don't get so upset. Why? Because the Pasuk says, vayishchitu es apar, vayaviu es anar al Eli. But when they shechted the par, they brought the na'ar to Eli. Mishum v'yishchut asapar hevi or na'ar Eli, ela amar len Eli, kiru kohen leisi v'lishchot. Right? Eli said, go get a kohen to do the shechita. Chazinu Shmuel to have a mahadri basar kohen lemishchat. So you saw Shmuel going to find a kohen. Amar lehu, so Eli says, lamaluchu laduri basar kohen lemishchat. Shechita bizar ksheira. It's ksheira bizar. Right? As yulek hamid to Eli. So they brought him in front of Eli. Amar lehu, minalucha, how do you know this? Right, so I'm saying Shmuel answered, what are you looking for a kohen for? And Shmuel says, shechita ksher bazar. So what was on machlokas? So the Rishash on this Gemara says, maybe the machlokas was, is there a lachadchila to do it for a kohen? In any case, so the fact that shechita is ksher bazar and shechita is lav avoda makes it interesting to fit into this principle of sak and moshchas and lamashahein, that it's the knife, it's the shechita that determines certain status, right? That is something interesting. Again, it's not contradictory, but it's interesting that those two principles kind of go in opposite directions. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara of Al-Zadon, back to the Mishnah. The Al-Zadon to Bezbiklish Vakadash of Seir HaNaseh Bifnim, right? We have two more blood, right? Right on Yud Dalet is the second parak, right? Our Mishnah, all of our Mishnahis were at the beginning of our parak. So we have, all the way at the end of the Mishnah, that we get into, right, the whole Mishnah spoke about Tumas Biklash Vakadashav. So at the end of the Mishnah, we start getting into other Averis. On Mazid Tumas Biklash Vakadashav, then the Seir Nasim Bifnim Yom Kippur is Bechaper. And what about other Averis? What about other Averis? We'll get to that. So first, Al-Zadon Biklash Vakadashav, Seir Nasim Bifnim, Vechudu Minani Mili, how do we know that the Seir Nasim Bifnim is Mechaper on Mazids, the Tanur Rabbanan, Vechibur Al-Kodesh, Mitum'os B'nei Yisrael, Vegomer, Psha'im, Elu Hamaradim. So in the same pasuk, right in the continuation, it says Pesha. So that's those are mazes on purpose. V'chein Omer Melech Moav Pashabi. V'Omer Oz Tifsha Livna Be'ez Hazos. They rebelled. So Pshatos Elu Hashkagos. V'chein Omer Nefesh Kisechta Bishkagos. You see in the pasuk there's a connection between Chait and Pesha. So you know it's even Mechaper on mazes. Al Shara Averus Shebatorah Hakalos Achamuras Hazonas Hashkagos Chulu. The Mishnah continues and says on all other Averis, right, whether all non-Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav, so all of those, what do you need? Krares, Mises Bezdin, Sir Mishalech Mechaper. The Sira Mishalech is Mechaper for all the other Averis. So the Gemara says, what is all these lists? Hainu Kalos, Hainu Ase, Velos Ase. Aren't those similar? Chamuros, Hainu Krisos, Umisus Bezin. And why are they listed separately? Hoda, you know about it? Hainu Mezin. Lo Hoda, Hainu Shogigs. Isn't this all repetitive? All of these different categories. So Amar of Yehuda, Hachi Ka'amar. Well, let's start this. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Al Shara Ve'erisha B'Torah. Bein Kalos, Bein Chamuros. Right, there's a title, and then there's the details. Bein sha'asan b'shogeg, bein sha'asan b'mezid. Osan sha'asan b'shogeg, those that you did b'shogeg, bein sha'nodalo sfeikan, whether you know about it before Yom Kippur, bein no nodalo sfeikan, not that way you know about it when you did it. If you didn't, when you found out about it after you did it before Yom Kippur, bein lo nodalo sfeikan, whether you didn't know about it before Yom Kippur, elu ein kalos, and then we explain what are those kalos, aseh velos aseh, velo ein chamuros, Krisos, Umisos, Bezdin. Right, so that is getting into the category. Then we're going to get into what exactly is Aseh as we finish up talking about this last part of the Mishnah and the last part of the parak. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Beth Hashem, and we will continue tomorrow, Beth Hashem, getting back to a regular schedule back here.